Alright, rod light. Inside the rods, 10 activity at the center, middle, halfway down a rod, a swift movement of particles up and down the rod, catching of the figures, tetrads or something of the kind in amongst it. But the main impression, I'll have to leave it at that, otherwise I'll go spending too much energy and time. Put the current on and let me see if I can help you with that. See both at once, I have to confess it. I must confirm, I'm on the current now. I confirm this. First of all, the rush of particles is seen. Very, very minute, lighted. It's any colour at all, slightly yellowish. They're flowing. Very high speed. Yes, they build up. I think that observation stands. For some reason that I can't explain, they build up into a crest, wing crest. Which is right. Won't say it's solid right at the centre, I'm examining that. But it's a ring compression which extends slightly beyond the bar wire, sets up a tremendous activity in the air around, shooting off all kinds of particles and causing a disturbance like a great storm raging in the air just immediately outside the ring and round it. As particles are not shot off always at straight lines, but a boiling movement all around it, just inside the surface and just outside the surface of the wire. There's a tremendous compression and shooting off of forces there, making what you'd call a magnetic field around this ring. I'll focus onto that for the moment. There's a curve up to it, builds up, and then there's an area, fractional area of phenomena in there, which then the discharge on a curved basis slightly downwards to make a kind of sweep down. The forces are flowing in sweeps and waves. I mustn't say that. Up and down, yes, perhaps we call it a wave, though it isn't like a sea wave. It's like I've drawn. Time on that. I think I'm right. I think that's what's happening. There's a very peculiar, yes, that phenomenon down, if I follow along at the trough, some queer phenomena occur at the arc, the lower arc of the trough. Something shoots across a gap there, the part, there's an interference happens there, and this this rushing of fine particles is in some peculiar way altered there in phase, and there's almost, but not quite, a gap I was going to say nothingness, but I'm wrong there. I've got something new to say now. That then there's this fractional, and then the whole thing begins to rush forward and build up again, and the surface shape of it slopes up again to make another ring. Now, that gap there is of great significance to me as a new point, new vision that I didn't notice yesterday. I have to accustom myself, forced to by what I see, to the fact that in such phenomena there are apparently ultimate particles which are of different sizes, because I see now the size of the rushing particles in general, but at the gap a still smaller series shoots over. It looks like a gap, but it isn't. And when you enlarge up enough sufficiently, you can see that a still finer stream flows over, as if you'd altered the nozzle of a rose on a hose, and it just goes over finer still.
That's still very physical.
I'm not sure. Doubt it. Let that be recorded. That's my statement now. Without pressing me, that's no, I don't think so. I think it's etheric astral. And these finer particles, whether that should be so or not, I don't know. But this is a finer particulation goes over. And it builds up again. And now I want to get to the core, not forgetting the atom problem. If I wanted to express what I see, what I've seen and described, I would say, this is the tattva of electrical current. The thatness. That is the way, when conducted, it expresses, it becomes expressed. It's an energy which causes whirling vortices, extremely minute myriads of whirling vortices. Again, by the by, and I don't apologize for contradictions. I know I can be at fault, but again, I want to say that. There are particles which are performing a totally different function from these rushing ones. I realize, and trying to describe something difficult, it's just like a shaft with annular rings, but shaft is constructed of another aspect of the, or another part of the tattva of electricity, and which is dual, at least. It's not subject to the crest and wave phenomenon, as far as I can see yet. It's more like a bar going through. It's going through the center of the annular rings. time, but I became cognizant. See, that is the difficulty with this investigation. There are so many particles rushing about that it's very difficult to be continuous in your observations. And getting back to that shot, vision of which was almost totally obscured, penetrate into the heart of the wire, the system by itself is this shaft of particles rushing over spirally arranged spiral bodies. Yes, I must confirm it. Spiral bodies, the fat end is to my left. They do remind me of those spiral seashells. They do remind me of the Anu picture, but they're a lot longer in proportion to their thickness. As I said, they're Anu, sort of Anu shaped conveyors. They're performing some function like the wire itself at the physical level of conductors of some of these forces. Now, fine particles are flowing over them, as I described, like sand being blown over a shell. These are apparently the locked Anu that I've seen very much more indistinctly before. And
would the length of a locked Anu be equivalent to that of a crest or trough?
Try it in a minute. No. At the moment, not a trough. Yeah, that's something I might measure. That's interesting. Is it there? Not of the same order, but as if they belong to a different subplane, to use theosophical terminology, and comparisons get difficult. But I'll keep on at that, because I want to get some standard. Gap seems to have about two, 1.5 or 2, of the laterally arranged, larger Anu-like figures, objects. Talking of the body, David, where shall I start? You mean the top of the very top of it? Like a ring?
I think that your drawing, you have an area of density, an area of rare effect.
Yes.
Crest and top.
Yes.
Well, if you put 1.5 locked Anu in the gap, there will be about 6 or 7 stretching from one gap to the next.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Oh, I see, yes, right. I see. I'll try that. Say 8 to 10.
8 to 10 between the gaps.
Yeah, wait a minute. Try again. Check that. Can do. If I'm wrong, it will be over. Slightly over. Not under. That would be so easy, but we talk of them, the pictures you see is wrong, of separated objects. They're not separate ones from each other. They form a long continued line, or rather they are linked together by a flowing stream which makes the whole inner core of which I speak a continuum. But I can still discern those bodies in it. But it makes it a little difficult to say where one stops and the other begins. But I do. You can see it. But remember that these fine particles are rushing all over and through and tend to smooth out the shape, rather. However, I believe that's fairly, if it's useful, fair kind of an estimate for now. Now, we've only two things to do, haven't we? I must try and see the OCA. preliminary phases of our work and my gradually getting accustomed to it and the use of this instrument, perhaps it is right for me to record as much as I can, whether it seems relevant or not. Odd that when I'm doing this and seeing two main types of happenings, the central core, which is like a spinning, like a wood turner's timber on a lathe, which has already been turned into series of lumps. That are very rigid and conveying energy, particle energy, which can be seen rushing over it. That, and then another kind of particles, making the pulsing through. And isn't it odd that when I'm there, I'm seeing it, and I'm even walking about amongst it, but I don't see any... it requires another kind of magnification or sort of outlook to see OCAs in amongst it all. They don't present themselves to the vision at this kind of magnification. Rather of the opposite, probably. Ready? Now what's happening?
You've got alternating current.
On.
Off.
Help me, I think if I just started and got in, there's no current, David, could you?
Off,
yes. And then I'll just call for what I for on position in a moment. Is of an infernal muddle in which the particles, I happen to be at a crest at the moment watching the stream, particles over running both ways. It isn't sharp as I expected. Clear cut, one stops and then the other goes the other way. I don't see that. It's as if there were a sort of time lag and the left to right flowing particles are still, it hasn't stopped before the right to left flowing particles comes along. And it takes a fraction, takes some, I suppose it's very much more, much smaller time, shorter time, before the full pulse is established. I better go on with this and see if I can't sort it out. Yes, thank you. Difficult observation indeed, because the phenomena of one direction seem to continue after the alternation and the beginning of the flow in the other. That's one difficulty, for some part of the time. And another is that the crests don't come in the same place. So that it makes it's two distinct phenomena, I will say that. fundamental concept of this core of fixed, or bodies were permanent. They're not permanent at all. I'm going to just close this by saying, I think, as far as I'm able to go this morning, that what happens is not a returning of the Lockdown to another direction, but simply they vanish, and then the phenomenon is reproduced the other way on. That vanishes, and then the phenomenon is produced the other way on. It's not the same object. That's better. It's nearer the truth. So please take out my earlier remark that Arnu are made to spin different directions. No, that was the same Arnu. No, that's not true. As far as I see, it simply is a formation, a vanishing, a reformation of a new object and a vanishing in the appropriate direction. Getting to the end, David. Any one thing I could stop, I think.
Right. I just want to see the effect when I speak to Karen.
Is this alternating still?
Alternating still.
Wait a moment.
I haven't seen to the fit.
Just wait, because I'll get inside first.
Yes?
Storm idea, which isn't a bad one, I think, as long as you dematerialize it down to the appropriate particle size, you must add that the particles are not only rushing through with the wind, that there are storms within that storm. At every crest, for instance, there is a great deal going on of particles colliding and particles shooting off at right angles to the copper wire, and interaction in a kind of tremendous boiling going on in and around the crest. And then a sort of opposite relative quiet at the trough. You want to do right turn on?
Increase it a bit further.
You're up at the maximum, are you?
I have to go away because it's a bit of burning noise coming from the switch.
What are you going to do?
I just put it back again.
To a little more than that, or just put it back again?
Sure.
All right, stop. Commenting on my experiences whilst I'm carrying out these experiments. For instance, occasionally, without interfering or interrupting my observation, my observing procedure at all, I sometimes get a double consciousness in which another part of myself is detached and observing. And that had a peculiar effect in me on the screen. My mind is a picture of seeing the miniature bodily man inside the wire and its activities. And there was, at the end of the tube, somewhere down there, me, only not really as big as one of the rushing moment I happened to see it. It was very clearly seen. It wasn't spinning or hadn't got an aura of confusing, rushing particles which makes it so hard to define shapes and identify objects. But there it was, rather like a little white human form. Inconceivably minute, but perfectly complete. And it was walking, actually. It was in the posture of walking, and there it was, gazing round and up at all the things that were happening around it. So, the Indian idea is of amongst the list of Sydney's that there is the power of making yourself small at will. That is the explanation. And of course, the results of the observer at that minute size have to travel back along the tube and into the consciousness using the brain. That is true there, but I think, and it has helped me this morning to realize that I'm at the end of the tube and that I'm really have an area of personal consciousness inside the substance being investigated. And that is, I suppose, largely how it works.
And do you think you could exercise the faculty of touch, smell, as well as that of hearing, as well as that of sight?
The only one of which I'm conscious is that of sight. Though, on occasion, no, I must be careful there, no other present, no other sense has come. But on occasion, this rainstorm of particles, this storm of particles, blurs the vision, sight, just as if you're in a snowstorm or a sandstorm. But an effort of will quickly get over that and steady things up again.
Well, you have reported hearing a hum.
Yes, that's right, I have. And I have, when I was doing other investigations, particularly in connection with the functions of nature's spirit and getting down to the life in the vegetable kingdom of nature too, I have been conscious of a tone or a humming, and even of a chord, yes. Oh, I'd forgotten that. Well, then perhaps there is a hearing sense down there as well. I can't say.
Well, next time we might be a piece of tech in your hands, one of these second points. See? Thank
you for this. I do catch it in my... I do catch one in my... in my field of observation. I do that. But I don't know about manually, that's another thing. Yes, that's true.
You must have a go.
Yeah, all right, sometimes.